getting to know our local area pastors. It's time for The Pastor's Perspective on KCIS.
Hi, I'm Rick Thiessen from Allen Creek Community Church in Marysville, Washington. And I want to talk today about how doubt can sometimes be good. At our church, we've tried to strategically welcome question askers, investigators, yes, professional doubters. We don't like to admit it, but you know, a surprising number of us doubt, inside and outside the church. But what a lot of us don't realize is that doubt is often good. You may protest, you say, knowledge is power and uncertainty is very unpleasant, so how can not knowing, which is the definition of doubt, be any good at all? I read a great book a while back by John Ortberg named No Doubt, K-N-O-W. Just the title alone is worth the price of admission. He gives four excellent reasons why doubt can be good. First, doubt makes us humble. You know, this may sound weird, but people would be better believers if they had more doubt. You notice some Christians throw around the God told me language a lot. It's interesting. God always seems to affirm their deep desires. You know, I believe that kind of blind certainty keeps people from really going deep with God if they could embrace their honest doubts. Instead, for them, it's all about God doing exactly what they expect. It's God always making sense. It's always about knowing the exact purpose for everything that happens. Let's remember that in the middle of the Old Testament, the book of Job is a book of white-hot doubt. Job is the hero, and he's the main doubter. He doubts God's character. He doubts God's goodness. He charges God with being absent and unfair. In contrast, his friends are perfectly certain about God's ways. He always does this. He always does that. Yet when God speaks, he commends the doubter, and he rebukes the friends with ironclad certainty. Notice they didn't have faith. They had certainty. So there was more faith in Job's honest confusion about God than there was in his friend's pious certainty about God. And that humility won the day. Secondly, uncertainty helps clarify the heart. You know, sometimes doubt is good because it reveals that I'm not really interested in evidence. I'm not really interested in truth. I'm caught up in something else, usually a mood blitz. Sometimes doubt clarifies that what you're experiencing is not powerful evidence against Christianity. It's actually desire for Christianity to not be true. You've heard the saying, there's no atheists in foxholes. Well, guess what? There's no theists in brothels. What I mean, of course, is that when you really want to do that thing that goes counter to the gospel, you're in a moment when it would be really, really convenient if Christianity were not true. So doubt reveals what's inside of us. And what might be there is blind unbelief that doesn't want the faith, even if it were true. Doubt also makes trusting possible. You know, in the movie Stepford Wives, real wives are replaced by robots who are totally predictable, cyber spouses, no uncertainty, no frustration, no need for trust. But if you're a man, would you really want a woman who always dressed up for you, always fixed the food you wanted, always greeted you with a yes to everything you said? The correct answer here would be no. The Stepford community is really a nightmare, honestly, because trust is the only way that persons can relate. We want 100% certainty in the world of machines and robots and science, but in the world of persons, not so much. 100% certainty destroys trust, which destroys relationship. And maybe that's why God loves to build faith and why he's so much less obsessed with certainty than we are. Maybe that's why he's left so much of himself out of the world, because God isn't into coercion. God is into relationship. And finally, friends, doubt pushes us to seek truth. Remember when John the Baptist had doubts in prison? What did he do? He asked questions. He went to the source. Jesus, are you the one? Are you the one we should expect, or is there someone else? You know, what does Jesus tell John's friends to relay back to him? Go back to John and tell him to stop asking questions and just believe already. No, that's not the response of the master. He says, go back to John and report what you have heard and seen. Bring him evidence. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cured, the deaf hear, the dead are raised to life, and the lowly are learning that God is on their side. In doubt, he asked, he sought, he pressed, and guess what? He got new evidence. We worry about how open Jesus is to spiritual seeking. Ask, seek, knock. But what if people knock on the wrong doors, Jesus? Jesus seems to know something. The truth will out. A mystery can hide for a while. Seeking and doubting can take you through dark valleys. But if you search for the truth with all your heart, the Bible says, you will find.
You've been listening to Pastor Rick Thiessen of Allen Creek Community Church in Marysville. To find out more about the church, visit them online at ac3.org.
To get involved with the Pastor's Perspective feature on KCIS, you can call our front desk at 206-546-4444. 7350. You can also find out more information and listen to previous perspectives at kcisradio.com.